A number of athletes were seen wearing the looks of disappointment as they gathered to discuss the development, while some were more concerned about the decision of the state government following their recent peaceful protest over unpaid allowances. One of the athletes, Abdelghafar Fetia, who described the postponement as unfortunate considering the fact that she had prepared well for the biennial event, said the most worrisome part was that no specific date had been fixed for the festival.
I feel very disappointed because I'm really prepared for the festival, and due to my examination, I don't think I can make up to the festival again.
In the same vein, Coach Inka Adeoti, who described the postponement as shocking, expressed the hope that the situation would not hinder the state's preparations for the festival. Coach Adeoti said, though the step was in the best interest of all Nigerians, the federal government ought to have decided on the postponement earlier than now.
Hearing this news at this moment, I believe it's a great disappointment. But I believe that everything works together for good, because that still will not stop us from achieving success wherever the time is.
In the reaction, the Secretary of Ogun State Boxing Association, Mr. David Osholale, said the sudden postponement could have negative effects on the athletes' zeal and desire to win laurels for the state.
Federal government has continued to assure us before now that this event will hold, and based on that, we are prepared, and suddenly a couple of days to the event was just announced postponed. I think it's coming too late. I'm sad and not happy for this.
Expressing a different view, the chairman, Sport Writers Association of Nigeria, SWAN, Ogun State Chapter, Alhaji Akeem Akintude, commended the federal government for the decision in the bid to protect the athletes and other stakeholders.
And this is what the federal government has done. Nigeria cannot pretend to run away from being part of Africa.
The sports stakeholders urged policymakers in the industry to give priority to ensuring the welfare of participants who had invested their time and resources in preparation for the postponed festival. In Abeokuta, Olusegun Folarin, Radio Nigeria.